With that said, let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, I come to you this morning and I just ask you to allow the words found in Isaiah to be lifted off of the page and into the hearts and souls of those who are gathered here in person and also those who are watching online. I ask that you allow the words that I share with my friends this morning to have meaning in their lives, to empower them in their lives, to bring them forth to you in service to you. Lord, worship is all about your glory, not our own. But it is where we meet you on an even playing field. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for this beautiful place to gather and worship. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for my family. I thank you for loving me first and all those who are gathered here today. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to read all of 57, Isaiah 57, but I'm going to focus on just a short passage of 57. It's 14 through 21. Hear these words. For they are Isaiah's words, but they are God speaking to me and you. And when I prepared this message and studied for this message, I found myself engrossed in this passage. I couldn't get out of it. To the point where last night, if you asked my wife, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm reading through the passage and running through these notes. Hear what God has to say to you this morning. I'm in the New Living Translation. God says, rebuild the road. Clear a way for the rocks and the stones so that my people can return from captivity. The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and I revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always be angry. If I were, all the people would pass away. All the souls I have made would so do. I was angry, so I punished these greedy people. I withdrew from them, but they kept going on their own stubborn way. But then he says, I have seen what they do, but I will heal them anyway. I will lead them. I will comfort those who mourn, bringing words of praise to their lips. May they have abundant peace, both near and far, says the Lord, who heals them. But those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still, but continually churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, says our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. DW, it's hot in here, buddy. Should have adjusted the heat. Again, good morning. Welcome back to worship. For anyone visiting for the first time, welcome to my good friends in the sanctuary this morning. It's spectacularly special to see you. For those who are online, welcome back. This morning we have read out of the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah, in his writings, clearly shares with us two facts. God judges his people for their sin, and God also promises salvation to those who have sinned, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Before I continue this morning, I just want to make sure you guys do not sit through another boring Amarode sermon if you really don't need to. So I'm actually giving you permission to get up and leave. Doesn't often happen. You might want to take me up on it. But let me ask you three questions before you gather your things and remove yourself. If your answer is yes to the first two questions, please just quietly stand up and get an early start to your beautiful Sunday morning. But if your answer is yes to the third question, keep your seat. You might want to hang around a bit. This sermon's for you. How many of you, question number one, how many of you are sinless? Get your ticket out of here. How many of you are sinless? Here's another ticket. How many of you are perfect? Let me ask you this question. How many of you make mistakes? Well, you're stuck with me this morning. Since we all have answered in the affirmative to question three, again, just keep your seat. However, let me call your attention to where you are today. That's correct. You're in church. And yes, you are a sinner and a person who makes mistakes. Friends, this is why we are here today. We aren't perfect. We aren't sinless. And I would be willing to bet, as I told the children, I would be willing to bet before the day is out that you and I will likely make a mistake, or one, or two, or two, or three, or perhaps even more. Thus, you and I are right where we need to be this morning, in church, together. As sinners, God desires our spiritual growth and transformation through our acknowledgement and honesty of oneself. But regardless if we are Christians or not, this does not happen automatically. It's not something that just simply comes our way. This morning I have focused on Isaiah 57, 14 through 21, and I again encourage you to read all of Isaiah 57, because you will see that God in fact does judge those who turn their back on Him and plunge headlong into sin. In this passage, Isaiah speaks to those people who deliberately reject God and do not follow in His way and in His will. Make no mistake, we live in a world surrounded by these people. Our world is full of mistakes, and at some point in our life we have been, or likely we may still be, those people. These are people who live by their own judgment and their own wisdom. Last week I touched on this when I told you to remain patient and wait on God regardless of how long the line was. Not to line surf on God. In fact, I think I said stay out of self-checkout was my last call to you. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to all of you present. Congratulations to all that are online with us this morning. You have returned. And by your presence this morning in worship, you have acknowledged your brokenness. And through those doors behind you and in front of me, you have come to hear the Word of God. And in doing so, we are together. My concern now is, what will you and our friends and the strangers that we pass by this very morning in service, what will they do next Sunday? Will they make the connection? Will they walk through those doors? Will you walk through those doors? You see, I see a lot of empty seats here. Where are our friends? Have you called them? Have you reached out to them and said, come to church and be healed through the Spirit of God, through the disciples of God who are gathered here in this place? You know, folks, you don't have long. It's just 40 more Sundays until the end of the year. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? 365 days sounded like a lot. But just 40 more Sundays. We live in this world surrounded by these people. We are these people. I am this person. My concern is, we're here today. We've been congratulated for our return. What are we going to do tomorrow? As believers who acknowledge our shortcomings, God is not describing us in the same way as He has the others aforementioned, especially in all of Isaiah 57. In fact, God actually is saying to those of us who are gathered here this morning in worship and also those online, I am happy you are here. I am happy you are here even if you're struggling. I am happy if you are here even in your failures. I am happy you are here even if you've made mistakes. He also says that I know this is common among you because I recognize and understand that none of you are perfect and you never will be. Being here this morning and acknowledging God's sovereignty over our lives, coming to Him with a repentive heart and an apologetic heart, and asking for His intercessions in our lives makes all the difference to me and to you today, because it sets the stage for 12:01 p.m. when you walk outside of those doors this afternoon. And if I don't get you out at 12, it works at 12:19 or 12:20 or perhaps 12:30. Because, friends, we are here, we have the ability to correct our wrongs. We have the ability to redirect our misguided selves and stand up from our falls. That's right. God allows us to resurrect ourselves in our faith. God promises us salvation always. He also says it isn't just for those who believe they are good with God. It's for all of us who know we're not, who know we have shortcomings, who know that we're not perfect and we make mistakes. Welcome to church. Welcome to God's house. Through those doors rest a place of acceptance and love. In these walls culminates a family of believers who know, even as hard as they try, they are imperfect. And they have come here to worship and give God the glory because God is perfect. And we recognize that. And His ability to help us is real. It is by His perfection we have been saved by His Son, Jesus Christ, not ours. This house of worship was built for me and for you. It is where we lay our burdens down. It's where we confess our sins. And it's where we come to God to be re-energized through His earthly saints, you and me. This is more than a Sunday destination. It's not something you dismiss because you have another priority in life. It's a weekly homecoming of the faithful. Church is that important. And for those of you who are here and online, congratulations. You made it a priority. For those of you who are missing, I'll see you next Sunday. We are here because we make mistakes and we seek God's salvation in the body of Christ Jesus. Humble repentance is why we are here today, acknowledging our faults every worship service, every Bible study, every church function, every work day, every private prayer is where we acknowledge our need for Him in our lives. And when we do this, we will find God's arms wide open to accept us. In Isaiah this morning, our passage started with saying, "Build the road, clear away the rocks and the stones, so my people can return from captivity." Friends, what has you hostage? Especially those who are absent. What has you hostage? You see, hostage is a word that you don't understand. We're freeborn. We live in a nation of freedom. Hostage, we don't understand it. But something has our missing friends hostage from worship. What has them hostage? What perhaps has you hostage but present today? God says, let it go. And gather together. And come be a builder of God's road. Be the stone remover that makes a difference in someone's life. God knows for you who you are, and you know yourself. He declares that in Scripture. Every one of us who are gathered here today acknowledge our weakness and our faults. That's why we are led here by the one who can help us be better. This week I said in Bible study, we're better together. Together is church, friends. When we gather together, that is better. We are stronger. We are better together. Our strength is combined into one body in Christ Jesus. We are as strong at this very moment as we are any time during the week. And it's a shame that these pews are as empty as they may seem. This week I said, we've got to get better. In Isaiah this morning, God said, I have seen what they do, but I'll heal them anyway. I will lead them, he said, but I've seen what they do. Well, friends, it starts right now. Just because you think you're good, you're not. Just because you think you look good, you don't. My dad used to say, God can never tell the size of a motor until you pop the hood and look inside. Well, you never can get to the heart of a father and a follower. And to peel off the layer that you don't want anybody to see, transformation starts here. Transformation starts right here. In church, in God's house. Transformation's in the real you, the one not covered by clothing and ties and sports jackets. This is why that door exists. It's the door you and I need. You see, hidden under that formal attire, blue sports jacket, blue shirt, nice tie, is the soul of a man who needs to walk through that door every single day of his life. One that I have walked through my entire life. And yet, I am in need of that door every day. I am in need of my friends in this ministry every day. God is gracious, and He blesses us beyond what we deserve. Even though we may have led a sinful life, even though we look like this, and we are broken, and we are in need of His grace and His mercy, God's healing is still available for me and you. But we must gather, we must come to church, and we must prioritize Him in our life. Those who fail to repent, Scripture says, and persist in their own way will eventually run out of time. And that opportunity for their internal peace, as our dear friend Libby says, in their life will never come because they have not revealed their true self. You see, I'm a man broken. I'm a man who run from God. I'm a man who's lost his parents, lost his aunts and his uncles, lost his son. And I ran. And how in God's name I got here, I can't tell you. But only by His grace. Because even I could dress up. I don't even know if when I dress up I look good, but I could try. But this is who we are. We need each other. We need this place. We need our friends. We need our church. Don't be the person that covers yourself up. Don't be the person that doesn't call your family member or your friends or the stranger you pass by today on your way to church and not be the guy or person who invites them here to be healed by God Almighty. Because through His grace and because of His Spirit and His gift, I stand before you. How? In this present spot? I can't tell you. I have run faster than I have ever run in my life, and He has caught me every single time. Bring those people who are absent these pews and absent God Himself, bring them here through those doors where the healing power of God begins. And even though we continue to make mistakes, even though we are continually broken, He will heal us always because His arms of acceptance are open. Bring those people, bring your friends and bring your family to where love is nourished. And let's walk through these doors together each and every Sunday, in every Bible study, in every program, in every workday. If the ministry hosts it, let's be present in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we will look like this, but He is a healer because we are a believer. God said in Scripture, build the road. Build the road. Are you up for rebuilding that road? I am. Here I stand. I'm practically dressed to go outside and work. I'm ready to scoop gravel. I'm ready to move stones. I'm ready to do whatever I can do to build that road from Christ Jesus through this ministry at Bethel Presbyterian Church. But I can't do it alone. I got to have you. I got to have your commitment. I'm dressed for the occasion. I need your yes to this final question. Are you coming along or not? Amen.